big news over the weekend, and it really shouldn't shock anybody, but Joe Manchin decided to be a politician and come out against the Voting Rights, not Voting Rights Act, but the permanent establishment of voting rights for Democrats forever. He came out against it. Shocking that a Democratic senator from the red, and I mean like you just got slapped in the face, red Virginia, West Virginia, the senator from there would not vote to empower Democrats. Because if Joe Manchin is anything else, this is the same guy that's taking pictures with both pro-life and pro-murder organizations in the same campaign. He's taking pictures with shotguns and he's taking pictures with anti-gun. The man is nothing more than a politician. He likes his comfy lifestyle. He's going to keep it. Of course, Democrats are enraged. Take a listen to this. Democratic Representative Jamal Bowen from New York had some nasty, nasty things to say about Mr. Joe Manchin.
Manchin is a no on doing anything to end the filibuster. He put it in writing. Your reaction?
Joe Manchin has become the new Mitch McConnell.
Oh, he's the new Mitch McConnell, everybody.
Mitch McConnell, during Obama's presidency, said he would do everything in his power to stop Obama.
Yeah, that's because it's great for fundraising emails.
He's also repeated that now during the Biden presidency.
The Biden regime, sir. It's the regime. 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 He's some idiot Democratic representative.
By saying he would do everything in his power to stop President Biden.
And regime leader. Say it with me. Regime leader.
Now Joe Manchin is doing everything in his power to stop democracy and to stop our work for the people. The work.
Hey, that makes me his biggest fan right now. Because first of all, democracy is not a thing here in these United States. How many times do I gotta say it? Find me the word democracy in this Constitution. It does not exist. Nope, does not exist. Not a real thing. He's stopping. They're all Barack Obama wannabes. You hear that? He's stopping our democracy in action. Shut up. You're a friggin' government employee. You're useless. You're part of the squad. You're not even part of the squad. You get the squad's bagels in the morning.
Work that the people sent us here to do.
You were installed. Nobody sent you to do anything, buddy.
HR 1.
What?
I was just saying he's on the squad's bench.
He's a squad water boy.
H2O, who? AOC, do you want some high quality H2O, AOC?
And then he goes to Presley.
Hey, Presley, you get away from me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not only is a huge bill when it comes to voting rights, it's a huge bill in terms of getting big money out of politics.
Oh, if you believe any of this, you are, to quote my Asian friends, stupid. You're so dumb if you believe any of this.
Protecting our elections against fraud.
I can't do this. We're done. I can't do this anymore. Oh, it's like 4 minutes of that.
So who wrote his talking points? Omar or AOC?
Probably both. The way they're kind of smashed together. He just doesn't have the right cadence. He's trying to decide whether he should have like a Latinx one, or if he should go full Ilhan Omar. They're taking democracy and they're taking it for the bugs. All right, lady, can you enunciate a little easier? You've been in the country for like 15 years. Anyway, this is from Nick Armana of redstate.com. Dems meltdown incoming as Joe Manchin, I keep wanting to say Biden, Joe Manchin announces decision on Voting Rights Act. Remember, Joe Biden, Manchin, they're all politicians, right? Except Biden has ice cream for brains. That's why he's on a constant diet of it. Just refills his temple. But Manchin is nothing more than a politician who lives a real good lifestyle right now. He lives a lifestyle that I could never dream of. He is a part of the oligarch bourgeoisie, and if just this one act alone probably gets him reelected if he wanted. Right? That takes care of him. So, not a shock that he's going to do this. He's going to drop on the sword, and he's going to get banged pillar to post by a bunch of stupid no-name representatives in the House who will probably be gone before he is. But that's just politics, baby. It's just politics. You got to deal with it. You can't have blue senators in red states voting for the expansion of supposedly quote-unquote voting rights. Which is not an expansion of voting rights. It's a permanent Democratic majority forever if they get that through. Which is fine. I don't care. I don't care about politics at the federal level anymore. The supposed VP is walking around handing out cookies of herself. We are literally right now in junior high, and we have a junior high administration. We got one that's too old to be there. We got another one that is legitimately a shell, and she's just like, I'm pretty, which is subjective, obviously. Look at me, how pretty I am. Here's a cookie without my face on it. Right, okay, where are the lines on your scraggly neck? Oh, shouldn't have said that, but I did. You know, that would have been a more adapt cookie. But Joe Biden attacked Senator Joe Manchin and Senator Kristen Sinema, whatever her name is, the lady from Arizona, and lied his head off, claiming they voted with Republicans often. That was untrue. They voted blah, 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 blah. We reported how Sinema's response was to crush Biden's dream of killing the filibuster, delivering a sterling defense of why it was important. And so Joe Manchin is responding decisively and Democrats are trying to grab power, blah, 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 blah. Manchin wrote in an op-ed in the Gazette Mail, I'm guessing that's a West Virginia, outlet. That sounds like a West Virginia outlet, Gazette Mail. It's the West Virginia Gazette Mail. Oh no, it's the Charleston Gazette Mail. I don't even know where the hell that is. No, it's Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, look at that. I learned something new today. There's more than one city in West Virginia. I love you people in West Virginia. If I could, I'd probably move there. Because that's like an island. I mean, Mike had a representative on from West Virginia last year. They voted hard. They went hardcore pro-life. There is no doubt in West Virginia. Babies are what they should be, protected in West Virginia. Here, my state of Texas, we can't even figure out which way the door opens. So that's what I'll say about that. Anyway. Manchin wrote in a West Virginia newspaper, making it clear that he would not be voting for the Democratic voting power grab known as the For the People Act. He also reiterated that he would not kill the filibuster. Manchin chastised the Democrats, noting how the filibuster had protected Democrats' rights and how Democrats had defended it in the past. And then he writes some stuff, and then he writes some more stuff about a power grab. And all this is one segment of the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at CrusadeChannel.com, sponsored by the Upon These Rocks video, the video of the Upon These Rocks Congress that you can get at MikeChurch.com/shop. It's on sale right now. Go get it, MikeChurch.com/shop. It is the video, the first ever Upon These Rocks Congress, with talks from Mike Church, Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, Dr. G.C. Dilsaver, Chris Ferrara, myself, and more. Check it out, MikeChurch.com/shop. Get it while it's still on sale. The video of the Upon These Rocks Crusader Congress. MikeChurch.com/shop. This is the only segment of the program where we're really going to talk about politics, because this is really the only kind of news that's out there. And that is that Democrats really thought they were going to be able to get all this through. Kind of would have been nice if it did, because it would have given us a little bit more of a push to just say, we're done with this. That we're done with this. Simply because with stuff like this, people can get drawn back into politics. right? This is a calculated way to get people to get back in to oh, well, look, Manchin's protecting the voting rights, and so we're going to be okay. No, we don't want to do this. We don't want to have this. I would have rather had them pass the For the People Rights Act, or whatever they call it, you know, because simply it would have proven that we're done here. It would have proven that this whole thing is busted.